Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
2:15. Let's go to our music critic for Thursday, Matthew Crawley. Hi, Matthew.
Hey, Dizzy. How are you?
Good. What's going on in your musical life?
I am prepping for a bunch of shows. We've just announced a whole bunch of shows, and that's what I'm up to, just sort of in planning stage.
Yeah, what are you excited about?
I am excited about a band called Blonde Redhead, who are Japanese and Italian band from from around the world, who are coming down in June. Excited for Tamarawin, the Saharan Tuareg desert rock band,
yeah,
coming down in May. Yeah, I'm excited for a few things. Yeah, how are you getting on?
Very well, thanks. Very well. It's quite a musical day today.
Oh, actually, found myself.
Yeah, I found myself grooving unexpectedly to it.
I wondered if that was the theme. Was, you know, not to, I'm not allowed to guess, but I wondered if the theme was songs you can't help but just have a great time when you put them on the car.
Yeah. No, I'm afraid, Matthew.
All right,
that's
all right,
incorrect.
I'll
please call again sometime. Yeah. Tell me about Hermanos Gutierrez.
Oh, honestly, do you ever get these albums or musicians that you find their music and it's kind of all you can listen to for a wee while?
Yeah.
Oh, I tell you what, Hermanos Gutierrez, I had found out about on the Flying Out website. I was just looking at the new releases and had a wee listen. I like the album cover, and they have an album coming out called Sonido Cosmico, and I didn't know anything about them, and they are brothers, Ecuadorian-Swiss brothers, who have for a long time actually been making these kind of instrumental guitar albums where they kind of evoke kind of old Latin 1950s film soundtracks or Western soundtracks or something. Anyway, I like the sound of what they were doing, and I just cannot stop listening to them.
Yeah, great. Sometimes I worry that I'm not going to get enough out of an instrumental album. Is that a basic thing to say?
Not a basic thing to say, no. Like, I'm like, oh, that's nice. Is it music to study to? Or, like, you know,
yeah,
that kind of thing.
Yeah.
But actually, weirdly, there's enough going on, and I think maybe this because there's the two brothers, they've got this sort of innate sense of, and having released several albums now, I think they're able to kind of figure out how to complement each other in a way that one guitar feels like the voice and the other feels like the instrument.
Oh, good.
Or
yeah,
something like that. I don't know. I'm just making it up on the spot. But I'm the same, yeah. I mean, you tend to think, oh, the instrumental's the boring bit. But it's pretty lovely stuff, got to say. Might be ruined by vocals.
On that topic, Krungbin, are they your style?
I like them, yeah. I have to admit that some of their stuff, I really, really loved their first album. It was really beautiful, atmospheric, and quite surprising. And then when they got funkier, I thought, oh, this is a great new element to it. And I have to say, I haven't quite followed them where they've gone. I haven't kept up so much as I don't like it. I always enjoy them when I hear them, for sure.
Cool. Well, I'm looking forward to hearing this one. And did you mention the connection to Dan Auerbach?
Yeah, Dan Auerbach, the one half of the Black Keys, who seems to be kind of the ubiquitous producer of the day. He's their new album is very good too, but he has put his own little sort of lick on this, and I think that this album and the last album were both produced by Dan Auerbach, and they're kind of, I think it elevates, he adds a few kind of atmospheres to it that make it really lovely. Yeah, have a listen.
Here it comes, it's called Until We Meet Again. Thank you. Yes, very nice, Matthew. Thank you.
Yeah, so welcome. If people like that, there is a new album coming out, but I actually think the album that I have had on repeat is the album previous, which was, the name escapes me right now, but Hermanos Gutierrez is the name of the guys, and it's the album before this one. Is beautiful too, but the new album, I've only heard a couple of songs from, it's out soon, so I'm looking forward to it.
Thank you, and can I quickly find the name of the album you're referring to there? El Bueno y el Malo, or Sonido Cósmico? Oh,
Sonido Cósmico is the new one, yeah.
Gosh, they've done plenty, eh?
They really have. It's quite, you know, a surprise. You know, when you find something and you think, kind of almost a bit embarrassed I didn't know about it until just now, because they've had, like, you know, lots of albums. But
yeah, and gosh, those album covers are beautiful, aren't they?
Aren't they? Yeah, and I think that helps to evoke what they're trying to get at.
Me too. Thank you. Matthew Crawley is our music critic today, and now he's going to tell us about Lily Caron.
Yeah, Lily Caron she's Lily with two L's, and Caron is Carron, if people want to look her up. She's only had a few songs out. I should mention she's local, and when I say local, she lives in Auckland. And she's just sort of been making a few waves and, on the student radio top tens and this sort of stuff. And just sort of hearing the name enough to kind of really want to pique my interest. And I have a gig coming up, which is a band called Baratalia, who are from the UK. And it's not announced yet, but you can hear it here first that Lily's going to be playing support.
Oh, cool.
So kind of always love finding music that I hadn't really heard before, and helping them out, or, you know, like working with them to kind of, you know, put them in front of that international sort of audience. And really looking forward to this one. And Lily's had, like I said, a couple of songs. I think a song, previous song, had something like 6 million streams. We went
pretty
viral. Yeah, 2020 song.
Do you know much about her, about her background?
I really don't, to be honest. I should have, you know, made it sound like I did, but I like to present things as they really are.
Yeah.
I'm finding these things out sometimes as other people are. So,
it looks like she's signed to Sony.
Yes, there's a label called Success, which I think is a Sony subsidiary run by a couple of music-loving guys. And she's got good people behind her. One of the guys who produced the song that we're going to play is a guy called Bali Brigada, who's making some really great music. And then the other guy who produced it is a guy called Tom Young, who makes his own great music, but is also one of the guys from that band Leisure. So there's some really good sort of ears behind it, and some good sort of a good healthy machine around it too. So, but really the proof is in the pudding. The song's really beautiful. Lily's a great musician. Really, really excited to see her play.
Yes, I'm surprised and disappointed and embarrassed that I haven't come across her before. She looks
here we are with you now.
There's another one that you put me onto. I was just trying to find her name. Maybe from like Thames or Coromandel originally. And the first time you played that song of hers, I was like, oh yeah, this is a real goodie. And I've been following her on Instagram. Looks like she's about to do big things. Can't remember her name. No, I cannot, but I'll see if I can find it. In the meantime, we'll focus on Hands. Yeah. This new song from Lily Caron?
New song. I think it's been out maybe a couple of weeks sort of thing. There's a great video out as well. And really looking forward to seeing. As I understand it, there's an EP on the way, but that's just hearsay. But we'll be officially announcing the Baratalia support soon. But for now, I'm just excited to let the cat out of the bag and have a listen to the song.
Love an exclusive, Matthew Crawley. Really appreciate it. Thanks so much.
Oh, you're so welcome. Always good to chat.
Yeah, you too. And this is Hands.
I wish I could offer you death, but I haven't reached it yet. Try to branch out, but I get lost in the wind. And nobody's home. Try to connect, but I'm so distant. Feels like my world's caving in. But you hold out your hand. you hold out your hand, hand, you hold out your hand. And even in solitude, you show me what I'm worth. And by solid ground, holding me down to earth. The space you give for me, where I'm hurt and where I'm seen. In the rain you are my shelter, like a bird in the tree. But you hold out your hand, hand, you hold out your hand. But you hold out your hand, you hold out your hand, and you hold out your hand, but you hold out your hand, and you hold out your hand.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/news ad free. That's amazon.com/news ad free to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.